is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That again, 1-800-259-9231. As we launch here in Hour 3, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We were talking a few moments ago about obedience to the concept of authority, and I forgot to mention the scientist's name skipped my mind for a moment. We were recommending studies that people could look at to learn about how Americans and other people are just so trained to inherently to be obedient to a man in a lab coat or somebody wearing a uniform or someone wearing a top hat or whatever, something that they perceive of as status. Basically.
And there's also the that you know the, it's yeah there's authority and there's the bystander effect. People you know people in groups apparently are less likely to help than an individual person.
So the other experiment I wanted to point people to was the Milgram experiment conducted by Stanley Milgram, and that of course was the one involving the shocking the people. And we can tell you more about that here in a little bit, but so it was the Stanford Prison Experiment. That's one of my favorites to look at. That actually looks at the world of corrections, specifically guards to prisoners' relationships and how that all works out. And then Stanley Milgram's experiment is just about obedience to authority and the willingness of average individuals to administer dangerous levels of electric shocks to an otherwise completely innocent person in an adjoining room.
Just because they're told to.
Yeah, yeah. And it's absolutely fascinating. So definitely take a look at that. But in the meantime, we go to Strike the Root, strike-the-root.com. By an article by Non-Entity, he says, last night I saw a program on National Socialist Television about the trafficking in women for sex. This article is about more than that. The production crew met with several women who'd been sold as slaves into this sex trade underground and who had finally escaped to tell their tales. As a result of their stories, the film producers decided to try to document this business. They found one man who had sold his friend's wife into slavery and who, for reasons of guilt, apparently was willing to publicly describe his part in the process. They also found a woman who was...
sell your friend's wife.
I don't know. Very carefully,
just bring her along, I guess, just for kidnapping and then...
Right, yeah, you probably would have to kidnap her. They also found a woman who was or professed to be in the business of procuring women for sale into this international pimp network. I found this to be so bizarre, so completely outside the realm of my reality, that it's hard to actually mentally grasp. I assume, and since I think all of us assume that others think as we do, that others might look at this the same as I did. This may be one reason why these sex traffickers and slave traders are able to get away with their business. It's just so out of our perception of reality that it doesn't even qualify as bad fiction to most of us. Yet, there it is. People treating other people like sacks of potatoes to be sold and mashed and eaten up. These women are held by threats and promises. They're lured by the promise of money, the money they can make in rich and exotic foreign lands. Since they often come from the poorest communities, this is a large enticement, a chance to get out and to make something of oneself. Or just out of desperation. One woman was shown going back into the prostitution business in order to try and fund the urgent medical needs of her younger brother. She could find no other way of obtaining the funds. The woman procurer mentioned above explained to a potential buyer of her enslaved women that in order to maintain control over the women so as to keep them from simply running away, it's necessary that they be taken to a foreign country and that their passports then taken away from them, ostensibly for safekeeping. This is so effective because undocumented sex workers are treated as criminals by most police and immigration officials. Therefore, going to the police for protection just isn't an option for them.
Yeah, and, you know, it's this whole idea that you have to have a piece of paper in order to cross this imaginary border. Otherwise, you're a criminal. This illegal. Yeah. They're illegals. They're, you know, it's sad.
It makes me wonder how many Mexican or other immigrants are actually working as sex slaves in this country and are too afraid to do anything about it because they don't want to get thrown out.
All those people are talking about how bad the illegals are.
It suddenly struck me as I was watching all of this, he says they're trapped and pretty much at the mercy of their owners to do whatever is required of them, however appalling. They have no money, no papers, and they don't exist as units in our modern certified world. It suddenly struck me as I was watching all this, the horror of it all, that it's the fact, or that it is the fact, that humans are considered property almost universally, which makes all of this possible. The concept of undocumented pertaining to a human being is one that I find profoundly disturbing. If these women are without papers, then they are treated with contempt. We must always be able to show the officials who our owners are so they can treat us with whatever level of respect those owners are able to command. It's not we as individuals who are treated with respect, it's our owners. It appears that superficially things have changed, but on a deeper level, the reality of the divine right of kings and such nonsense still rules the day. Just below the false facade of freedom and individual rights that are bandied about by those of us who don't take the time to really comprehend the meaning of these words. If a woman goes to the police for help, what earthly business is it of theirs to demand to see her ownership papers, or her passport? If she's been sold into slavery and kept against her will, how does her paperwork matter at all in this situation? Obviously, she doesn't exist as a woman, she's only a piece of property. Is it any different that she's owned by a pimp or a group in Parliament? She must present the certification of her owners in order to receive the most common humane treatment. Oops, your warranty ran out. We no longer consider you worthy of our professed job of protecting you from criminality. Oh, sorry, you belong to the wrong tribe. We will not accord you our basic human consideration until you can show us that your owners vouch for you.
And, you know, maybe they will go and investigate the sex trade aspect, but they're still going to throw them in jail because they're illegals.
Yep, and that's kind of the attitude that is being foisted on these so-called illegal immigrants today, that, well, sorry, you just don't have your paperwork in order, you don't have the appropriate papers, so we just don't have to treat you like humans. We're going to throw you into these detention centers, and as Nick called a moment ago, talking about the story we told last night, the man named Mr. Eng, who was a very productive American person who was doing everything he possibly could legally to become a legitimate citizen through the legal, slow, painfully slow channels that the government has set up.
And the Immigration Service killed him.
Yeah, and none of that did him any good when it came to throwing him in a jail cell in a detention center and ignoring his complaints about back pain, and he got to the point of not even being able to stand up on his own, and all they did was accuse him of faking it. He didn't get any sort of he didn't get any benefit of any doubt whatsoever from these people. They just treat these so-called criminals, and they're not criminals, because only criminals are people that hurt other people and destroy property. These are not criminals. They're criminals by law only, criminals by fiat. It's so sad that human beings can be treated this way, just disposed of by other people like this, simply because they just don't have the right paperwork. And that's what Non-Entity is referring to here. He says, the horrors of this story were huge, but upon reflection, they're small potatoes compared to what it really exposes. We as human beings do not believe that individuals are individuals. We're tribe animals and only see the tribe. That's our nation, not your. This isn't your nation. You can't come here unless you ask permission to come in here from our tribal leaders. A human being must show credentials almost everywhere, and to almost everyone, to be accorded simple human dignity, or what we describe as simple human dignity. It didn't used to be this bad, I don't think, or maybe I'm just fantasizing a world that never was. We've always judged people on their color or race, of course, but now it appears that we're judging them on their paperwork, which is even farther removed from who they really are. Those who are the most willing to be pawns of tribal rituals will accrue the best sets of papers, and those with the character to be individuals will suffer the invisibility of shunning. Martin Luther King Jr. said it so well when he spoke of judging people on the content of their characters and not the color of their skin. How is it that we have progressed to where we're judging people by the color of their paperwork and not even their skin? Globalization has probably been a big factor in this, where we used to deal mostly with people we knew or were somewhat familiar with. Now we deal with strangers more often than we do with people we have a personal history with. In trying to cope with this large amount of unknowns in our world, we seek out some form of certification on which to pass judgment. And I can understand the need for a sense of context in which to operate our lives, yet this devolvement from personal knowledge down to simply looking for a piece of paper seems to be a belief in a false god. Unless we actually know and agree with the sentiments of the person who signed off on that piece of paper, we're basing our trust and acceptance of the person in front of us on a fiction. The piece of paper is giving us false sense of security, a sense that we have some knowledge about this person that we didn't have before we saw the piece of paper, but we don't.
Well, you have the knowledge that they are who they say they are. I mean, if you're looking at an ID, you know that, well, here's a picture, here's a name. you know that you're dealing with whom you say you're dealing with.
More on the way. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Frank is on the line in New York, and you can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents featuring counter assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll let you know when there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo email code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Use the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue here, a few more thoughts from non-entity at Strike the Root, talking about the issue of how people are being judged these days based on the paperwork that they have or don't have. He brought up originally the whole sex slavery problem that the world is suffering from, mostly silently. Most people aren't really even aware that it goes on, but boy, does it ever, because sex is illegal. The underground trade, the black marketeers get involved, and women and children get enslaved, and they can't get out. Because not only are they afraid of the gangsters and what they might do to their families, because they usually threaten their families, if you leave, we're going to kill your little sister or whatever. And so that kind of keeps them there. And then the other factor that keeps them into slavery is that if they went to the so-called authorities for help, they would just be deported and treated like a piece of trash because they're not legal. So there's all kinds of problems, and non-entity continues in his analysis of how people are being dehumanized simply by the fact that they don't have the appropriate paperwork. And that's what we're seeing here in this country with all of this so-called this anti-illegal immigrant fervor. For some reason, because they didn't go ask some bureaucrat for permission to be on a particular plot of land known as the United States of America, that they're somehow subhuman. They've done something bad. Anyway, let me continue his story here. He says, it no longer matters what the content of this person's character is. If she doesn't have the right piece of paper, she's not a woman worthy of being protected from brutal, heartless thugs who imprison her and force her into service 10 to 15 men a day without pay, without being able to go home to her children, her husband, and her life. Forget about the person. It's the papers that matter. Or if I don't have the right piece of paper with the right-looking stamps and symbols, then it matters not at all that I might be an excellent employee. You will not even consider me or my qualifications for the job until I prove that somebody else has passed some kind of judgment on me. This is very, very strange, he says. How has it come that we no longer see each other as people, and how can we reverse this trend? The next time you're asked for identification, consider the ramifications of participating in this system. Who owns you? The choice is yours. No one will stand up for you. You and you alone will make that choice. I'm not saying I have any magic answers. I'm only trying to point out that it's only through our use and acquiescence that this system has been able to turn us from people into property. You become the property of the fiction that controls your paperwork. You cease to exist, and you become a unit of inventory. It's time to stop acting like a number, and the first step is to understand how important it is to see others as individual human beings. We are not numbers. Only we as individuals can make this real. If we walk like numbers, quack like numbers, chances are we are numbers. Consider that you go by the name Gwendolyn. If someone else calls you Sally and you respond to that, then for that person, you're Sally. When we accept somebody else's definition of who we are, it's not they who have defined us, it's we who have done it to ourselves. If someone assigns a number to you, even if they tattoo it on your arm, you are not that number until and unless you acknowledge that it represents you. Someone else's definition of me is just that, their definition. Are you a citizen? One can be sovereign or one can be a citizen. One cannot be both. Slavery still exists. We've changed the name to protect the guilty. Your papers! If you are one who demands them, shame on you. 800-259-9231. I agree completely. And I am somebody who does try to see people on an individual basis.
But what if you're doing good work? I agree with the vast majority of this. What if you're doing good work like being a... somebody who works at a convenience store, and you have to ask for people's ID when you're selling cigarettes. Otherwise, they're likely to send in some sting operation. Happens all the time here in Keene. Send in some sting operation and bust you and fine you and fine the place you work $500 for selling cigarettes to a 17-year-old or alcohol to a 20-year-old.
I think there's a difference between somebody that goes to get a job at a convenience store and sort of has to do that as part of their job at the convenience store as compared to somebody who's going to join the Border Patrol to ask the similar questions. The ramifications of what could happen to the person providing the papers are much different in those two situations. But I see your point. It still seems like a good point. I mean, you are still participating in that system.
For me, the times that I have to provide my ID are generally, in purchasing something. sometimes with a credit card.
Well, that's because you're fortunate enough to not live close enough to the border, wherein you would have to show perhaps ID to these goons that are on the side of the road that
Agreed.
Might snatch you up and put you in a prison cell.
Agreed, but that's how that relates to me on a day-to-day basis.
Right. I understand that. I just think there's a difference between a clerk at a store and somebody who's a part of the government apparatus that really is foisting the system upon us. And I think that the solution here is to bring people together who are going to reject these government forms of identification in favor. Now, there's nothing wrong with the idea of having identification, and I don't think he's talking out against that. But what is a good idea is consensually acquiring it for yourself and having some sort of, I think, a private alternative, I think, is something that I want to see happen. I want to be able to have an identification for myself that is not in any way endorsed by the government, but is some sort of private version of an identification card. And I think if we had enough people together in the same area doing similar things like that and just not using government ID anymore, not driving with a government driver's license, then we could start seeing some of these changes, because eventually they are going to run out of jail cells to put everybody in. And it'll make them look bad. It'll make them look tyrannical when they start putting nonviolent, otherwise nonviolent, peaceful people in jail for simply driving without their government paperwork. We're starting to see the very beginnings of this here in New Hampshire. Some of the Free Staters and some of the New Hampshire natives that are here that are concerned with these issues are beginning to move forward. There's somebody working right now on a private driver certification, for instance, which will be a step above the government driver's, you know, what they require for you to get the government driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to do more in order to get this particular private certification. And I'm pretty excited about that possibility. I like that idea.
I think it's a neat idea. I don't know how it's going to all work. It sounds like there's going to be some problems in the beginning, but good luck.
Yeah, well, nobody can really predict exactly how it's going to work, but what I know is the important part is that people are doing something. You know, they're moving in that direction, and we'll cross whatever bridges we need to cross when we come to them. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Frank. Frank in New York, going once. Frank in New York.
Got to be there.
Going twice. Well, let's put him back on hold, and perhaps we'll come. Oh, Frank is gone. Okay. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the Wall Street Journal has acknowledged, apparently, what we've been saying on this show for a long time, and that is that college, for most people, is a complete waste of time.
Mm.
Not to mention money as well. And we'll see again what they have to say here in detail. Of course, you can dial in and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And if we get a chance, we'll get an update from one of our listeners about the terror watch list. Apparently, a listener of ours has been added to it. And I'm not sure what the rest of the story is, but you've got that for us, Mark, so that is on the way as well. Your calls are primary, though. This is Free Talk Live.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed,
skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
800-259-9231. Let's try Frank again. Frank in New York, you are on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I just wanted to mention that I think the behavioral scientist you were thinking about was the late Harvard psychologist B.F. Skinner, who did the behavior modification experiments and gave us the Skinner box and also the novel sort of novel manifesto, Beyond Walden, too?
No, I was specifically referring to Stanley Milgram.
Who did the pain experiments.
Yes, not so much a pain experiment as it is an obedience experiment.
Right, he did that at Yale, where the people were to crank up the volume. And we've seen how successful he was with the waterboarding at Guantanamo Bay, at Camp X-Ray, and also at Abu Ghraib. So apparently his the military of the United States and the Central Intelligence Agency certainly applied that in the current war
in
the of Afghanistan and Iraq. So yeah, I guess the you know what they say, you never know where that government funded research at the private universities will end up.
Mm.
The application, that is. The point I wanted to raise, moving a bit away from what you guys were discussing, is the fact that we only have six major attack groups or fleets, flotillas, in the military. And we usually have two of those in rotation. And if next week we're going to have five of the six in the Persian Gulf, is that not rather stupid and ridiculous, putting all of our, you know, Navy defenses into that bottleneck, which is really a disaster waiting to happen? I'm wondering what's going on with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the military and the Defense Department, especially Gates, who's running it, because to me it looks just like the greatest fiasco since Pearl Harbor, you know, leaving all the battleships sort of docked in the harbor, and luckily FDR had the aircraft carriers out at the time. But this is ridiculous. We'll have five of the six major aircraft carrier in that region, which is utterly absurd. And let's say one of them or two of them are sort of being refitted. That leaves the rest of the world, at least from the United States' point of view, unprotected.
It does
and
seem...
appears utterly ridiculous. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I wonder whether FDR you know, did what he did on purpose as far as putting the older battleships in the harbor there and in Pearl Harbor, and in fact kept out his aircraft carriers for a reason. However, I don't think we're doing this on purpose. I think that this is just a bad idea.
Yeah, because you know, all you need is a few Exocet missiles modified with the new radars to actually wipe out those aircraft carriers in that Straits of Hormuz area. I mean, it's utterly absurd. It's an utter bottleneck. And, you know, you have to question what's going on. Enough said. Thank you.
There you go, Frank. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I find it hard to care, really, about the military people. I mean, they signed up. They knew that they were going to be bossed around by a bunch of jackballs that don't really care whether they live or die. I mean, the people that are issuing the orders to those aircraft carriers, they're not the ones that are on the carriers. So if they all get blown up, then, well, it's not their money that's on the line. It's not their son. It's not their daughter.
It's sad.
So they just get moved around like little pawns. And it is sad. I agree with that.
It's sad that they signed up. It's sad that they were in the circumstance where they needed to sign up. It's sad that
nobody ever needs to sign up for the military.
I feel like in a lot of cases these kids are tricked. Really,
oh,
I do.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
And I think that's sad.
So there you go. Let's continue with your calls. Arvin is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Arvin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about borders and stuff like that, because I'm
sure.
Actually an immigrant from Sweden. So,
excellent.
I think the problem is that people are, they're not kind of indoctrinated, but they have accepted previous indoctrination of borders, because borders can't exist in a free world. Borders are, you can own a piece of land and not let anyone come to your house or stuff like that. But
sure.
Borders like nation borders, they're all invented by governments.
That's correct. And governments were invented by man, so it's all a fantasy. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's all a fantasy, and we have accepted it. Just like we have accepted that tax isn't stealing, but it is. So
I don't accept those things.
Well, some people do.
Right. Yes, they do.
A lot of people do.
Many, many people
do. And actually, since I'm an immigrant myself, and I've come to the USA from Sweden, we had to go through, it was a really long process, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Took us, I think, about a year or something, and that's quite quick.
Sounds quite quick.
But I actually just have a visa.
Okay.
But my mother's a researcher, and that's how we got it. So actually, we got money from the Swedish government because she's a researcher. So it's like an exchange program or something. And I spoke to my mother about this, and she said that, oh, it's so great that we've got money from the government. And I told her that if the world was free, we wouldn't have to be borders wouldn't bother anyone because they wouldn't exist. So and that the money she received from the government, she would just get an ordinary salary as a researcher if she was good enough. But Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. In the free world, anywhere you wanted to go, you could go there, presuming the property owner of the piece of land that you wanted to go to would allow you to go. And that would be the only real concern would be, am I going to a place where I'm wanted to be? And most, I want people to come here. I want to have a free land.
I want hardworking people to come here.
Yep. I want a place where people can come to and they can make the best of a life for themselves as they want to make it. And as long as they're not mooching off of some governmental system, then they're okay in my book. Whatever plot of land they were born on, whatever color their hair is or their eyes are, their skin is, or whatever, if they're man or woman or young or old, I don't care. As long as you don't want to use force on me or my neighbors, as long as you won't aggress against your neighbors and you'll respect their ability to live free, you are welcome here as far as I'm concerned, here in New Hampshire, which at some point will be its own free place, I think.
Yeah, and I think actually there's not a lot of people that are protectionists like George Bush, for example. That's a good example of protectionism.
Mm-hmm.
And McCain and Glenn Beck. all those people—they are protectionists, but I don't think people in general globally are protectionists. I think they have. Accepted borders. So if they become teachers and stuff like that, they teach people that, okay, this is our land, that's their land, and if you go to their land, you're their guest. They're a big collective or something, which they aren't, because we're all individuals.
Right, but, and that's what the government teaches people, is the ideas of collectiveness, well, and people are members of groups.
Don't forget the importance of going to a different country and speaking their language. I mean, that seems to really be an issue for people, that somehow you're a pariah if you don't speak English when you come here. I've got relatives that just think it's awful that people at Disney World are speaking different languages. It's Disney World!
Arvin, thanks for the call, dude, and welcome to America. I'm not sure how long you've been here, but glad you're here. Glad you managed to make it through the system. Sounded like you got a little preference, but that's the way it works, right?
They don't want people
coming here to work at jobs where they have to lift bricks and stuff like that. That would be anti-competitive. More on the way. You take control, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call, though. If you make it right now at 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's again 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It doesn't matter what you buy. In 41-plus categories, there are even used items at Amazon. So load up your shopping cart. Get the stuff that you need for life and feel good because you're getting the brands you trust at a great price, and you're helping Free Talk Live by entering through amazon.freetalklive.com. So the Wall Street Journal acknowledging the truth about college, that for most people it's a waste of time. Imagine that America had no system of post-secondary education and you were a member of a task force assigned to create one from scratch. One of your colleagues submits this proposal. First, we'll set up a single goal to represent educational success, which will take 4 years to achieve no matter what is being taught. We will attach an economic reward to it that seldom has anything to do with what has been learned. We will urge large numbers of people who do not possess adequate ability to try to achieve the goal, wait until they've spent a lot of time and money, and then deny it to them. We will stigmatize everyone who doesn't meet the goal. We will call the goal a BA. You would conclude that your colleague was cruel, not to say insane, but that's the system we have in place. Finding a better way should be easy. The BA acquired its current inflated status by accident. Advanced skills for people with brains really did get more valuable over the course of the 20th century, but the acquisition of those skills got conflated with the existing system of colleges, which had evolved the BA for completely different purposes. Outside a handful of majors, engineering, and some of the sciences, a bachelor's degree tells an employer nothing except that the applicant has a certain amount of intellectual ability and perseverance. Even a degree in a vocational major like business administration can mean anything from a solid base of knowledge to 4 years of barely remembered gut courses. The solution is not better degrees, but no degrees. Young people entering the job market should have a known, trusted measure of their qualifications that they can carry into job interviews. That measure should express what they know, not where they learned it or how long it took them. They need a certification, not a degree. The model is the CPA exam that qualifies certified public accountants. The same test is used nationwide. It's thorough, 4 sections, timed, totaling 14 hours. A passing score indicates authentic competence, and the pass rate, by the way, is below 50%. Actual scores are reported in addition to pass-fail so that employers can assess where the applicant falls in the distribution of accounting competence. You may have learned accounting in an anonymous online university, but your CPA score gives you a way to show employers you're stronger applicant than someone from an Ivy League school. The merits of a CPA-like certification exam apply to any college major for which the BA is now used as a job qualification. To name just some of them, criminal justice, social work, public administration, and the many separate majors under the headings of business, computer science, and education. Such majors accounted for almost two-thirds of the bachelor's degrees conferred in 2005. For that matter, certification tests can be used for purely academic disciplines. Why not present graduate schools with certifications in microbiology or economics? And who cares if the applicants pass the exam after studying in the local public library? Certification.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Well, who cares? The people that run the schools care, right?
The schools, yeah. Yeah. But I don't. I think a lot of employers would, sort of change their. If you can show that you're qualified, I think that they may overlook some, BAs.
Oh, certainly. I think you're right about that, but that's not something that will help the administrators.
It's not the overall conversations going on in society. Basically, they, as silly as it is, people still ask you, so what school did you go to?
Well, I went to Bayshore High School.
Yeah, that's kind of like small talk, though, right?
Yeah, but it just goes to show.
Yeah. Certification tests need not undermine the incentives to get a traditional liberal arts education. If professional and graduate schools want students who have acquired one, all they need to do is require certification scores in the appropriate disciplines. Students facing such requirements are likely to get a much better liberal education than even our most elite schools require now. Certification tests will not get rid of the problems associated with differences in intellectual ability. People with high intellectual ability will still have an edge. Graduates of prestigious colleges will still, on average, have higher certification scores than people who have taken online courses, just because prestigious colleges attract intellectually talented applicants. But that's irrelevant to the larger issue. Under a certification system, 4 years is not required. Residence is not required. Expensive tuitions are not required, and a degree is not required. Equal educational opportunity means, among other things, creating a society in which it's what you know that makes the difference. Substituting certifications for degrees would be a big step in that direction. The incentives are right. Certification tests would provide all employers with valuable, trustworthy information about job applicants. They would benefit young people who cannot or don't want to attend a traditional four-year college. And they would be welcomed by the growing post-secondary online educational industry, which cannot offer the halo effect of a BA from a traditional college, but can realistically promise their students good training for a certification test, as good as they're likely to get at a traditional college, for a lot less money and in a lot less time. Certification tests would disadvantage just one set of people, students who have gotten into well-known traditional schools but who are coasting through their years in college and would score poorly on a certification test. Disadvantaging them is an outcome devoutly to be wished.
Yeah.
No technical barriers stand in the way of evolving toward a system where certification tests would replace the BA. Hundreds of certification tests already exist, from everything from building code inspectors to advanced medical specialties. The problem,
real estate agents.
Or techie people, IT stuff. There's a lot of certification there.
I don't think that government certification is really the way to go necessarily. I think that private certification is better, but,
I don't know if he's promoting the idea of government.
He's just talking about certifications and pointing out there's a lot of certifications there.
The problem is a shortage of tests that are nationally accepted, like the CPA exam. But when so many of the players would benefit, a market opportunity exists. If a high-profile testing company, such as the Educational Testing Service, were to reach a strategic decision to create definitive certification tests, it could coordinate with major employers, professional groups, and non-traditional universities to make its tests the gold standard. A handful of key decisions could produce a tipping effect. Imagine if Microsoft announced that it would henceforth require scores on a certain battery of certification tests from all of its programming applicants. Scores on that battery would instantly acquire credibility for programming job applicants throughout the industry. An educational world based on certification tests would be a better place in many ways. But the overarching benefit is that the line between college and non-college competencies would be blurred. Hardly any jobs would still have the BA as a requirement for a shot at being hired.
Don't forget the huge hit to the banking industry and the federal government when everybody doesn't have one of these giant loans that's backed by the federal government out there and essentially under their thumb.
Well, maybe all that will prevent this from ever happening, but it's still a nice idea because those interests are very entrenched. I mean, the colleges, academia in America, very entrenched, and they're not going to want this. They're not going to want their power to go away.
You could CLEP an entire BA if you're know enough. You could do it, but it would cost a lot.
What does CLEP mean?
It means taking a test in order to pass a class.
Opportunities would be wider and fairer, and the stigma of not having a BA would diminish. Most importantly, in an increasingly class-riven America, the demonstration of competency in business administration or European history would appropriately take on similarities to the demonstrations of competency in cooking or welding. Our obsession with the BA has created a two-tiered entry into adulthood, anointing some for admission to the club and labeling the rest as second best. Here's the reality. Everyone in every occupation starts as an apprentice. Those who are good enough become journeymen. The best become master craftsmen.
Mm-hmm.
This is as true of business executives and history professors as it is of chefs and welders.
And it's in a lot of industries, really a BA seems to be just a degree to let you start learning.
That's what he's pointing out, and if you don't have that BA, then you're left out in the cold.
Yeah.
So it creates that sort of two-tiered system he's describing, where if you're in the club, then you're good to go, but otherwise you're SOL. And so getting rid of the BA, as he says, and replacing it with evidence of competence, treating post-secondary education as apprenticeships for everyone, is one way of helping us recognize that common bond. So interesting viewpoint on shifting from this collegial perspective to a more certification-based perspective. I fully support it because it's so sad when you hear these stories from young people that have spent countless hours and time pouring money and effort into getting these college degrees, and then, like has happened with so many of my friends who went off to college, there's nothing they can do with them. I mean, there's very, very little that they can do. If you're working at a restaurant after you get out of college because you can't find a gig in your required field, what good did it do you? What was the point?
I don't know. I mean, I look at so many government jobs out there that require, the helping people area. They require a BA in psychology or drug treatment or whatever. And I think about my wife's degree, and she just wasn't making enough money to ever pay that thing off.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, they don't make that much money in those fields.
So there you go. Some ideas there, something to chew on. We are done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And tomorrow night is the Live Saturday edition, so we look forward to seeing you then. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.